struck me last night, after a couple of drinks, that I'd never heard of anyone experimentally testing the precise effects alcohol has on a creative writer. I have in front of me a large bottle of scotch, a small bucket of ice, and a number of glasses. Also a typewriter and some paper. All this in the spirit of pure scientific discovery. My plan is this. I will drink whilst writing. Thus, we will discover whether, for example, alcohol really does enhance one's creativity, or whether, as some have claimed, with I suspect scant evidence, it causes a writer to become maudlin, aggressive, rambling, and to lose his or her sense of modesty, decency, and restraint. Quiet, please. I'm about to pour and consume my first drink. Drink number one. There. Does booze make one loquacious? Funnier? More intelligent? What is the relationship between alcohol and art? What was it that poet said? You know, what's his name? Rhymes with Heathcote Williams. Made tense. Tip of my tongue. Omar Khayyam. I often wonder what the vintner buys, one half so precious as the stuff he sells. Sheer poetry. Excuse me. Drink number two. The word whiskey, of course, comes from the Gaelic whisky bar, meaning water of life. I wonder how many great works of literature have been created due to alcohol. I wonder how many great works of literature have been held up due to people having put their tippex down and not being able to find it for a great deal of minutes until eventually it turned up right in front of them all the time. I wonder why my glass is empty. Excuse me. Drink number three. Where was I? Ah, yes. Alcohol. Writing. I don't know why people say that drinking makes people aggressive. Writers are not an aggressive bunch. We're actually meek and mild and polite. Even when we've been drinking. Especially when we've been drinking. I don't know what numbskulled, guacamole-brained, gutless wimps would accuse writers of being aggressive. If they want to say that kind of stuff to me, I'll be ready. Drawn fucking typewriters at dawn. Of course, they'd never show up. They got no bottle. I got a bottle, which is, oddly enough, half empty. And speaking as an impartial observer, the contents have had no discernible effect on my writing whatsoever. Drink number five. Many writers, such as, for example, myself, have the TV on while working, because it is an educational instrument of great worth. You can learn a lot from television. Omar Khayyam was on the other day. No, hold on. It was the other one. Heathcliff Williams. Anyway, he was on TV going on about big grey buggers, long noses, floppy ears. Not hippos, the other ones. Elephants. Anyway, he was saying that the average ejaculate of an elephant would feed an anthill for a year. Which is impressive, I suppose, but I keep feeling sorry for the ants. Just think about it. I mean, somewhere around March, some little aunt is going to say, "Oh no, not elephant spunk again."
Eat your ejaculate, dear. Furnished by pulsing elephant testicles, that was. Full of vitamins and protein.
But we've been eating it since January. I'm sick of it. Can't we go and chomp leaves or milk one of those little sticky buggers? Climb all over your roses, you know? Things. What's names? Aphids. And the other one says,
I'll have you know, there's aren't some hills not far from here that'd be very grateful for a nice plate of elephant cum.
Poor little what's names. Aunt. I'll drink to them. Drink number 7. Or just possibly drink 6. Hang on. I'll count the empty glasses. Right. 2, 3. Drink 5. Said it was drink 5. Right. It's funny, because I've noticed, along with many other great writers like Omar Williams and head coach Chaim and people, one's powers of inspiration start increasing practically exponentially under the influence. Just had this great idea for a novel.
No, it's a wonderful idea. Listen,
this bloke, right? Some bloke, just like this guy sort of bloke you'd meet in a pub. A good bloke, always stands around. Anyway, he meets this woman. I'm lost it. No, anyway, it's a great idea, because it's just like Romeo and thing, you know. He's up to he's in advertising and she, I don't know, dyes her hair or something. Doesn't matter anyway. In the end, they all live happily ever after. Shouldn't it be fucking great, you listen? Sell a fucking film rights any day. That calls for another drunk. Drink number 6, 7, and 8. We'll finish the bottle anyway. What was I? Effect of drinking on letter creativity, that's what. It's terrific. Feel so bloody creative. Feel absolutely creative. I actually feel a bit sick. Excuse me. Gotta excuse myself. Back in a minute. Oh god.